Coming to you live from the Hall of Truth, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Fire a warning shot across her nose.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, relax, good citizen.
Nothing! You've got nothing!
Here's Nate.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in. If you are listening on the day this show drops, it is Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. Coming up on the show today, America's mayor, Mayor 9/11, gets booed on his birthday. But not where you might think. Unveiling a new segment. Getting with that. And got a really great Twitter follow that you probably wouldn't expect. Hmm. So get your Twitter ready to follow somebody and get ready for the weekend. All right, let's jump right in. This was something I stumbled upon at the end of the last show. I didn't bring it up, but TMZ has uncovered that Pusha T has revealed Drake has a secret son in his new diss track. Are you ready?
Yes, because I've been...
Oh. Oh, hold on. Let me get it back over here so we can actually hear it to everybody.
Summer.
Here we go.
Chop the tops off the coupes. The 488. The spider joint. And you know we gotta cut the heads off these snakes, right? Watch the body drop. Drug dealing aside, goose right in the side. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride. Even though you're multi, I see that your soul don't look alive. The M's count different when baby divides the pie. Wait, let's examine why. Your music for the past few years been angry and full of lies. I started at the home front, I'm on one. Dennis Graham, stay off the gram, bitch, I'm on one. You mentioned wedding ring like it's a bad thing. Your father walked away at 5, hell of a dad thing. Marriage is something that Sandy never had, Drake. How you a winner, but she keep coming in last place. Monkey suit, Dennis, you parade him. A Steve Harvey suit, nigga, made him. Confused, always felt you weren't black enough. Afraid to grow it, cause your fro wouldn't nap enough. Since you name drop my fiance, let him know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the stench is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh. Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl, forget she's a porn.
Okay,
star,
so now this... This is a diss track.
Yes.
And do you see the difference in the artistry? The way the words are.
Of course. Yeah. This is not Enzo Amore or Real One in any way, shape, or form.
That's the only thing that dates me. OVO 40, hunched over like he 80. Tick, tick, tick. How much time he got, that man is. Sick, sick, sick. I got the devil flow, nigga. Sick, sick, sick. Surgical summer with it. Snip, snip, snip. And you don't really want it with him. Surgical summer volume one.
Wow. So there you go. In case you were wondering, I didn't know anybody was that angry with Drake. Is everyone that angry with Drake?
Well, they're not angry. They call him fake. He tried to talk like he was street, and he shouldn't have done that.
Well, he's from Toronto,
but he tried to talk. He talked about putting bodies in bags, and never came from the streets, and that's something that.
So, Pusha T's CD dropped last week. And so right after it dropped, Drake released his own diss thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is Drake this to Pusha?
Yeah. So, and sent a Instagram picture of an invoice to Pusha T and Kanye. So this is his response. he mentioned his fiance.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where he did that at. And so this is the response to that.
Oh, Drake. Drake, Drake, Drake. What are you doing? You'd think he'd know better. You'd think he'd know better. By the way, if you his song One Dance has over a billion plays on Spotify. A billion.
Yeah.
1.5 billion. Who is listening to that much Drake? Oh, I know what it is. He's just going into like every Apple store in Toronto, putting on Spotify, putting on that song, and just setting it to repeat with it muted. It's like the end of the day.
Yeah.
He made $28 from those, from all of those plays on Spotify. Anywho. What a day.
I guess I'm about to listen to Pusha T's new album.
Apparently you will. You know what else you should listen to? You should listen to this. At Yankee Stadium and a lot of other places, they'll have announcements of like anniversaries, birthdays, stuff like that. It's at a boring part of the game. Everybody's sort of settled in. Mayor 9/11 got booed in Yankee Stadium on his birthday
because he did the unthinkable and aligned himself with Trump.
And
New Yorkers hate Trump. Like, people from the city of Manhattan hate Trump. Brooklyn, like, they nobody likes Trump out there.
Yeah. And, and that was the thing. Somebody was like, for all the, like, how do you fuck up that much goodwill?
Right.
From 9/11.
Well, first of all, you build your entire reputation on the pile of dead bodies that were 9/11. When he was running for president, every third word was 9/11. And people saw through it. And now he's just, what a dick. I mean, he's not Mike Huckabee yet, but he's getting there. And I fucking hate Mike Huckabee. That guy's the fucking worst.
Mike Huckabee is a big pile of douche.
He is the fucking worst. Because you know what he does? Motherfucker hides behind, oh, I'm a nice guy and I love Jesus and da 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 and I play the bass. You're a fuck.
Pretty much.
I hate people who hide behind religion just piss me off.
Yeah.
You're hiding behind religion. You're hiding behind God's coattails. By the way, we had an instance of instant karma. Ted Cruz, the Republican from Texas, tried to show support on Twitter for the Houston Rockets. he tweeted a picture of himself right next to the court before Game 7 wearing a Rockets shirt. And then the Rockets went out and lost 101-92. He was not only mocked for the tweet, but some even blamed him for the team's defeat using the hashtag Cruz Curse.
Oh, God. Well, Cruz and the officials, the last time I seen officiating that bad was the Kings-Lakers series.
But how many three-point shots were missed?
They missed 30.
All of them.
They missed like 35.
but that has nothing to do with why they lost.
No. It had that had a lot to do with it, but there was like a... In the third quarter when the Warriors were down by like 14 at the half, 13 to 14 at the half. So there was like a stretch where they were making a run where they were back to back. One should have been a 4-point play for James Harden where he actually made a three and he should have got the three and that they didn't call. No, they waved off the shot even though he made the shot. And then on the next trip down, he should have been called. There should have been a foul called on the three he shot then. So that was like a 7-point swing right there.
Oh, that's sad. We got this to get to though.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
As a drone hovered near his home on Monday night, a Florida man sought to bring down the aerial intruder by firing 7 shots from his 9mm handgun. Wilmer Yanes, 39, spotted the drone flying above his Bradenton residence. Upon returning to the property around 6 p.m., the drone, he told the smoking gun, dropped to within a few feet of the ground before shooting back up into the sky. He added that he waved his hands at the camera-equipped drone, indicating that he wanted its operator to fly the drone away from his home. Yanes, who's a Honduran native who runs a construction firm, said he was fearful for the safety of his family and worried a psycho may have been trying to watch his 16-year-old daughter. "I'm so protective of my kid," he said. Now, with the drone continuing to stalk his property, he attempted to shoot it from the sky, aiming at the drone with his 9mm, for which he said he had a permit. The homeowner squeezed off 7 shots.
What an idiot, man.
But none of them hit the drone. He then called 911 to report that he tried to shoot the drone down since he was in fear of his family's privacy. That's according to the police report. "I don't believe you can shoot somebody because you're afraid of privacy." Cops determined the drone was being flown by a neighbor who was properly licensed by the FAA. The drone operator, who claimed he did not know that his drone was shot at, denied flying the device over Yane's property. A patrolman educated Yanes on the proper use of a handgun and told the homeowner that the shooting of a drone was not legal. It's not drone season. He appears to have escaped arrest since, as police noted, at this time no one witnessed the incident. So,
oh man, like the thing that I just don't get is like how when you're like that, like why would? Obviously, it was not that close to him where he could just use a shotgun, which if you can hit it with a shotgun, then fair game.
If you can't hit it with a shotgun, then you're just terrible.
Well, but then it's not within your field of like.
Okay, so a shotgun. You do understand that the further away you are with your shotgun, the wider the blast of pellets.
Right, but if it's 200 yards away, it's not going to really have much effect.
You're just going to rain down lead on your neighbor.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So,
which, by the way, you're shooting into the air. You're gonna kill somebody, and that may fly in Honduras, my friend.
But it does not in Florida.
Also, in Florida, officials from the Holly Hill Police Department said a Little Caesars employee shot a man wearing a clown mask who hit him with a wooden post and attempted to stab him with scissors. See, that's okay. The incident report
<Holy shit.
laughs> stated that Herabito Feliciano had just walked out after closing the store Saturday night when a currently unidentified suspect wearing a clown mask attacked him. The suspect hit him with a wooden post until the post broke, and then he tried to stab him with scissors. Authorities said Feliciano was able to reach his concealed firearm. They said he then shot the suspect several times. It was an ambush type of attack, and it does appear that he was defending himself. That's according to the police. He thinks the suspect knew when the restaurant closed. The surveillance video from the restaurant shows the suspect walking around the back of the restaurant carrying what looked to be a piece of wood. Yeah.
Nuts!
Absolutely insanity.
Fucking Florida, bro.
It's totally Florida. It's totally Florida. By the way, it's time for our it's time for our brand new feature on the Nate Darling Show. I call it Ask Clown Roundup. And oh boy, do we have them! Headline: Porn leads to school shootings. Well, that's according to Representative Diane Black. She's a member of Congress, by the way. She's 67. She's running for governor of Tennessee. Said it's a big part of what's driving a spike in school shootings. During a meeting last week with local pastors, Black raised the issue of gun violence in schools, and it keeps happening. Pornography, she said. Well, you know what? Hold on, let me get rid of this terrible music and listen to this terrible woman.
How many of you, when you were in school, ever had an experience where a kid came to school with a gun and shot the school?
Never happened.
So we said, why? There are not any more guns, but why is that happening? Why do we see kids being so violent? What's out there? What makes them do that?
There are more guns.
There's a lot more guns.
There's a lot more guns, you stupid twat.
Because there's a nurse on the back to root cause. And I think there's a couple things. I think it's deterioration in the family.
Sure.
They don't have that good support system. So they're looking for something. And where are they looking? They're looking for areas, what they say about odd hands, the devil's workshop. Mm-hmm. So they're looking for something, maybe on the internet, maybe with a small group of friends, and they're going in the wrong direction. Violent movies. I mean, today, I still cannot watch one of those violent movies where people are being blown up, because I'm not desensitized to that. I didn't watch that when I was a kid. And now my grandchildren that are 15 and 16, they don't watch this kind of movies. I call my daughter. I am really concerned that they're watching those movies and it doesn't even make them go, ooh. For me, I watch them. My husband wants me to sit down and watch some of those blow-em-up movies, and I'm like, I can't do it.
He wants me to watch some of them blow 'em up movies, and I can't do it.
Charles Bronson,
right?
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, no, it's been happening for a long. That's the whole franchise of Death Wish.
Stick. I'm done listening to her. She didn't clarify what it is about porn that she thinks is leading to school massacres. Her congressional spokesman did not respond to a request for comment. But we're not done.
Oh, of course we're not.
We're not done. Ask Clown Roundup continues. Remember how I said I hate people who hide behind religion? Well, here's one of the biggest hypocrites.
Okay, how can we do this to a president? How can we put him on trial when there's no sign of a crime?
He's not being put on trial. He's being investigated for crimes to determine if there will be a trial, you ignorant asshole. Who, by the way, convicted felon.
We're failing. We're failing in our responsibility. Our responsibility is that we're supposed to watch the back of the man that God put in the White House.
Oh my God. This is specifically what the Constitution says not. Like, no, it is not a... Get the fuck out of here, you fucking piece of shit.
All right, I want to know where God registered to vote. Or is God on the Electoral College?
They need him there to fulfill the prophecy.
Of the Great Race War?
No. They need him there to be a friend to Israel.
Oh, yes.
So that Israel can be made whole again. So it can be destroyed by them infidels so that Jesus can come back.
Oh, well. Maybe we'll see.
But well, he was taken away from his mom. Jesus is already born.
So you want to talk about it? That's the ultimate deterioration of family. Jesus' dad, who, by the way, not present, had to rely on stepdad. Didn't hear much about it. Had to hang out with stepdad. And you know what dad did? Sent him off to die for everybody else's sins. How's that for a lack of family support?
Not run for the hills, okay? So we watch his back. That might mean voting. It may be praying and fasting, showing up there, law-abiding, peaceful. We watch the man's back, but not only that, we watch his back as he drives every scoundrel, skunk, thief, deceiver, two-faced liar with all...
Do they not know that that's what he is?
Apparently not.
I mean, those are absolutely apt descriptions of the President of the United States.
The credentials and all the three-letter word whatevers, you know what I'm talking about.
Three-letter words?
Jews? What are you talking about?
What are the... Like, Jew is the only word that I can think of.
I don't know.
This is our man. We got to watch his back. He's not Superman. He's a mortal man. They want to kill him. In the book Trumpocalypse... I was interviewing
in the book Trumpocalypse.
Well, but the funny thing is, you want him to have the Jews there so they can be killed.
Sure,
that's the same.
Mm-hmm.
A well-known pastor, you know him. Everybody here would know him. And this well-known pastor had just been in the White House with Trump, and he had met a very high-level Republican leader who had been there for 35 years and been very respected. And this high-level Republican leader took the pastor aside and said to him, secretly, privately, he said, you understand that the deep state is planning on taking out Trump. And the pastor said, well, what do you mean by taking him out? And the Republican leader said, I mean, like, in taking it out, I mean, like, in killing or assassinating. So we have the whole transcription here.
At no point did he said, what do you mean by deep state? What are you fucking talking about?
Deep state.
Yeah, that's what they refer. Actually, any federal employee is deep state.
Right. It's been there for longer than, you know, two administrations.
Sure. Sure. If they have a pension.
Yeah.
If they have a pension, deep state.
I mean, like, not that they just know their job and they know how to move things through the country, like, how to help the people in power be in power.
Right.
No, that's not what they're doing, though. They're
deep state.
And then.
In the book?
In the book. In fact, this was so weird. There's so many miracles.
See,
with this
I've been saying for months on the air, there's probably 100 hitmen been hired to kill Trump,
right,
or more.
Right, of course.
I know this in the spirit.
Me too.
He's so hated,
right,
that they want him dead.
He knows it in his spirit. Knows it in his spirit.
Not the fact that they were threatening to kill Obama. Every minute that he was
hoping for his death, wishing for his death.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and Ask Clown Roundup comes to a denouement with our old pal Alex Jones.
Get the fuck out of here!
He has some things to say
uh-oh
about the Boy Scouts.
I said, you know, let me go check and make sure the Boy Scouts really are handing out condoms like they said they are on Monday. And I went and read it. It said, got it right here somewhere. It said all participants will be given condoms, including the 11-year-old boys and girls. All participants will be given condoms. What's the message there when you hand 11-year-old boys condoms?
These are going to make great water balloons.
You took the words out of my mouth.
The message is, it's like handing somebody a gun and bullets or handing somebody chewing gum.
This is the same guy who had a pastor hand him a gun and bullets on his own show. We played that audio last week. I just want to point that out.
Handing somebody, you know, you walk in and say, hey, here's a, you know, Nintendo controller. Well, you want to play Nintendo? Well, what they're saying is get ready for these poor young men that are just coming trying to learn how to camp and meet some friends, get ready for, instead of the Boy Scouts of America, the Junior Swingers of America.
Get ready for the Junior Swingers of America.
Man, I would have joined if that was the
case. You think you know where he's going. You don't.
He changed the J from B, Junior Swingers America. Nothing's going to go wrong. And then I canvassed the former Boy Scouts here. I was a Cub Scout, but then quit after that.
He was a Cub Scout, but quit after that. Do you know why? Because he couldn't tie a knot.
So I never, it was a church Cub Scout thing. It was great.
It was a church Cub Scout thing. It was great.
Did you talk about the Royal Rangers? Stuff,
by the time I was 11, I was already doing sports too much to be in the Boy Scouts. But I canvassed the Boy Scouts here. And they said, no, 20, 30 years ago, there was, you know, quite a bit of, not with them, but, you know, quite a bit of, well, I had it described to me.
So I don't know where he's getting this, but they keep putting on the screen this website called Hot Air. And the headline is the Boy Scouts, and they cross out boy because it's just scouts, are being told to be prepared with condoms, and then question mark. So even the article has a question mark in it.
And let's just say they were giving fellatio lessons and other things. And, you know, let's you get your merit badge now for that.
Hold on. Hold on. What does the merit badge for fellatio look like?
That's a good question.
And now, I'm sure if you go into the right shop in San Francisco, you can find it. I'm sure there is one.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know that you can find it at your local Boy Scout supply shop.
I could make some really bad jokes, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. I think he just did.
Could he sound more creepy right now?
Yeah, no.
I have a guy I went to college with who is into scouting. He was in the Boy Scouts. His kids are into scouting. I'm going to send this to him because I need to know his reaction to this.
Merit badges for a lot of things, I guess. I could think of the merit badges that they're going to be handing out. I mean, what are we not going to put up with at this point, folks? This is total cultural sabotage. Handing condoms to 11-year-olds is pedophilia.
What? and then they put up a Boy Scout old-timey painting, and they put a bubble that says, yes, we earned our safe anal sex merit badge.
Yes, we earned our safe anal sex merit badge.
See?
That's basically what they're saying.
It is.
God, I mean, and where does it go next? It goes into the abyss with 5G giving us all cancer. Let's just get off the road. Let's get off this plane. Let's get off this bus.
Hold on. Now he's over to 5G?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know it's going to give you cancer?
It's going to give all of us cancer. I mean, it's going to be much higher speed internet and cancer.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what the testing showed, that they've hidden from everybody.
Oh.
Deep state, bro.
Oh.
Let's go the other direction. It's like green fields, real rainbows, everything over here. See, everything fetid and collapsed. They advertise as beautiful and good. Yeah, there goes the Boy Scouts from praying around a nice meal and learning how to be proficient. Fishing and hiking. No, now here's your condoms. Now.
That's right. The Boy Scouts should be raw dogging it. Raw dogging it.
Prepare yourselves. It's what everybody's doing, young and impressionable boys. Oh, don't ask girls out. That's sexual harassment. But here's your condoms for yourselves. See, don't touch the girls. They don't like you. You don't like them. Just come over here so that you don't have children. This is massive pedophilia preparation. The Boy Scouts of America is a pedophile induction center, just like the Vatican. And they're just mainlining it everywhere. And people that have been raped by priests, they tell them, the Pope says, it is not a sin that you are gay. And they're like, no, I was raped. And you're like, it is not a sin. Enjoy yourself. Lucifer loves you. Enter the black gates of hell.
Yeah, that's what I recall the Pope saying.
Oh my God, man.
I thought you were over there making faces while I was making noises while I was over here.
No. That's all Alex Jones. That is completely Alex Jones.
You sure you didn't make like a laugh track kind of deal?
I did nothing. Nothing of the kind. Man. Nothing of the kind. That is a wrap on Ass Clown Roundup.
It's a good way to put a wrap on it. Are you sure you didn't do that?
I am 1,000% sure.
No, that's definitely classic Alex Jones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's classic.
I would love to take credit for that. I did not. I did not do it. All right, so now let's go
he
to some.
You did something. Not do it. That was very disturbing.
I doth believe Alex Jones is conflating things.
He always
not fellating things, because that would be unselfish. He's conflating things, because the Pope did say it's okay to be gay, but it had nothing to do with people who were raped by priests.
No, in fact, I think the Pope recently came out and talked about how. Horribly sad, how he mishandled an issue in South America with all that, right? Didn't he just come out and say something about, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. He's an ass clown.
That's why he was in the roundup.
That's true. All right, so, we now have the account you should be following on Twitter that you are not.
Uh-oh.
It's dictionary.com. And why, you ask? Well, the dictionary... has had enough of everybody fucking around with language. give you an example. Here's a recent one from, I'll read a few from Tuesday as we're recording the show. So Daniel Dale, who is the Washington correspondent for the Toronto Star, someone I follow on Twitter, said he was live tweeting Trump's rally in Tennessee. And he said, talking about rebuilding America, Trump goes out of his way to say he has big hands. Quote, "We'll do it all with these big, beautiful hands. Look at these hands." Dictionary.com retweets that with, "Show one's hand is an idiom that means to disclose or display one's true intentions or motives." So there's a little bit of slyness to it. They also tweeted a GIF of Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney doing Ebony and Ivory, saying both Ebony and Ivory have roots in ancient Egypt. Hashtag perfect harmony. Hashtag sing it now. They also tracked the change from jean shorts to jorts, so you didn't have to. I think that's an important thing. NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt tweeted, new CIA report has concluded that North Korea does not intend to give up its nuclear weapons anytime soon, but might open a burger joint. They retweeted that with, "Satire is defined as a literary composition in which human folly and vice are held up to ridicule. Surprisingly, the following is not a satire." Mitt Romney tweeted, NBC Politics tweeted a Mitt Romney quote, "I don't think I would point to the president as a role model for my grandkids on the basis of his personal style. He has departed in some cases from the truth and has attacked in a way that I think is not," and then he went on from there. Dictionary.com retweeted that with, "There's another way of saying departed from the truth. It's just four letters long." And then the link is dictionary.com/browse/lied.
Yeah, we have to start following them.
Yeah, it absolutely. Katie Couric tweeted, "Roseanne canceled at ABC," and then a Variety link. They retweeted with, "Searches for the meaning of repugnant have rocketed on dictionary.com in the wake of ABC's announcement the network is canceling Roseanne." So the dumb people were trying to figure out what repugnant meant. So absolutely go ahead and follow them. Here was one of the early ones on Tuesday. CNN Money tweeted, "Roseanne apologizes to Valerie Jarrett after bizarre Twitter rant, announces she's now leaving Twitter." Dictionary.com retweeted that with, "Bizarre is one word to describe Roseanne's comments about Valerie Jarrett, or you could use this one, dictionary.com/browse/racist.
Oh, I loved him.
So, it's twitter.com/dictionarycom. Go ahead and follow dictionary.com. They're a snarky word curator.
So I had a friend that used to be there. He stopped working for them in May of last year.
Okay.
But he was in charge of, like, he was the head of their, he controlled their Twitter account.
Okay.
I just looked it up, and he is actually, like, when they started making these pithy comments and stuff like that, or, like, started making comments about Trump and stuff like that, friends of ours had started texting him, like, he's like, "I haven't been there for a few months now." Anyhow, but I did have Panda, but it's not, anyhow. I was like, "Oh my God, I totally know."
So you know a guy.
I know a guy.
On the Donald Trump Memorial Day tweet that we talked about on Wednesday's show, "Happy Memorial Day. For those who died for our great country would be very happy and proud at how well our country is doing today. Best economy in decades, lowest unemployment numbers for blacks and Hispanics ever, and women in 18 years, rebuilding our military and so much more." Nice. Dictionary.com retweeted that with, "Memorial Day is defined as a day set aside in most states of the U.S. for observances in memory of dead members of the armed forces for all wars. Not found economic reports." if you enjoy the dictionary trolling people.
and like the dictionary on the internet.
Literally, like, dictionary.com. best Twitter follow since the Iron Sheik.
Yeah.
And he's really hit or miss.
Yeah, sometimes it's fine. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's always fuck the Monday and raisin balls Hulk Hogan. Yeah, yeah, we get it. Hulk Hogan has raisin balls. We understand. We get what you're saying. The raisin balls Hulk Hogan.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
You know, it's rare, but we have two Florida Corners in the same show. And speaking of old raisin balls, headline, Hulk Hogan mistakenly tweeted about Bam Margera being dead.
Oops.
See, Hulk Hogan posted a Twitter message Monday night about Jackass star Bam Margera and how the wrestler wished his friend was, quote, still with us. Damn, Bam, I wish you were still with us, Hogan wrote, accompanying the message with a photo of himself and Margera. I sure would love to hang out again, brother. The message was weird because, well, the 38-year-old Bam Margera, not dead. But the follow-up from Hogan, whose name is Terry Bollea, was even weirder. He then tweeted, got Ryan and Bam mixed up. Sorry, Bam.
Oh, my God, what a fucking tool.
Who the fuck is Ryan?
Ryan Dunn, who died. Yeah, he crashed his car into a tree and died a few years back. He was another one of the Jackass guys.
Oh.
So
probably like the what seemed like the nicest guy.
Both of Hogan's tweets have since been deleted, but not before being immortalized in screenshots. As for Hogan's mix-up of the two men, Twitter users were all over it. Carl James tweets, Hulk Hogan has spent the last 7 years thinking Bam Margera is dead. The Golden Knights fan account said, Hulk Hogan forgetting that Bam is alive is one of the funniest moments on Twitter this year. I don't know that it is.
Yeah.
Jash tweets, Hulk Hogan memorializing Bam Margera is great. I hope some of my close friends let me know how much they miss me before it's too late for me to read about it on Twitter. Speaking of which, best wishes to our pal Sam Platt, who underwent ACL replacement surgery.
Oh man, how'd that happen? Running naked?
No, an even whiter method of injuring himself.
Skiing?
Nope. Whiter.
Crowd surfing.
Mosh pit.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Nope. That's what he said.
Get the fuck out of here, Sam. I hope you feel better, buddy.
Yeah. He's getting a cadaver ACL.
Oh, man.
By the way, we're still in Florida Corner. A Mount Dora man was fishing in Ponce Inlet on Sunday, caught a shark, released it, and the large fish turned around and bit him before swimming away.
That's what the shark said.
The 52-year-old man suffered very minor injuries and was not taken to the hospital. A particular lemon shark was very unhappy about being caught. It was what the email read. Yeah, it was a 3-foot lemon shark. Released it, turned around, bit his foot. Shark left the scene unharmed.
That's hilarious.
And finally, a homeless man was arrested late Sunday after authorities say he crashed a stolen, unmarked Miami Beach police car while officers pursued him. Leon Perryman, who's 25, faces a number of charges, including grand theft auto and aggravated battery on a law enforcement office. According to the arrest report, the Miami Beach detective was working traffic detail and parked his police car in the median to prevent illegal left turns. The emergency lights were left on and the police insignias were displayed on the bumper. While the detective directed traffic, Perryman got into the vehicle, made a U-turn to drive north. The detective caught up with the car, opened the door, and gave verbal commands for Perryman to stop, but he did not. The detective was forced to let go as Perryman sped up. Now, with the emergency lights still flashing, he drove recklessly, turning onto 17th Street, forcing pedestrians to jump onto the sidewalks to avoid the car. What?
Why weren't they on the sidewalks?
Right? Unclear. The whole thing is incredibly unclear.
Hilarious.
I mean, if now what happened in Sacramento and they said they drove down K Street, I would understand.
Right. Well, but maybe that's what 17th
maybe
Street
that's
is.
That's what 17th Street.
Another detective caught up with Perryman at 16th Street and Median Avenue, but Perryman abruptly hit the brakes, causing the detective's car to slam into the back of the stolen police car. After the collision, Perryman drove off at a high rate of speed, eventually lost control, crashed into several parked cars. He was treated at the trauma center, taken into custody. The detective was not hurt. Perryman, though, currently being held in the correctional center for, on at least $20,000 bond. And being that he's homeless, I don't think he's going to be posting it anytime soon.
Whew. Nope.
Not happening. All right. Where are we in the show here?
It's like I got somewhere to be for the summer.
It's true. get out of the heat.
Yeah.
Get out of the heat. Get out of the heat. All right, what do we got? Oh, yeah. So on Tuesday, Starbucks closed for sensitivity training.
Mm.
Were either of you adversely impacted? You couldn't get your mocha chocolate latte for 10 minutes?
I saw it was going to be that way, so I made sure I stayed away for today.
Dutch Brothers!
And then I had to go to San Francisco, so I didn't want anything that was going to make me have to go to the bathroom.
Right? that's the last thing you want is a bunch of... bunch of coffee. So, yeah, good for them. Good for them. Now there will be sensitivity across the land in Starbucks.
It's funny, this morning when I walked in, when I went in to pick up my coffee, I forgot to order it because I just do the phone pickup. So I forgot to process the order. So it wasn't there. So I walked in, I was like, hey, did you guys get an order for me? They're like, no. And I was like, all right. And went back because I didn't have my phone. I left my phone in the car.
Right.
And I noticed on my phone that I didn't have the little cup insignia. So I was like, oh, I definitely didn't get a coffee this morning. So that was fine. But I remember walking in and there was these two homeless people. Like they're getting ready to go into the Starbucks. But when I walked in, I noticed there's a sign on both the bathroom doors that said, out of order. So I was like, they're still getting them. They're still getting them.
It's awful. All right. Either of you guys ever into arm wrestling?
Oh, aside from Over the Top?
Yeah, aside from the movie.
Which I watched like 5 minutes of this afternoon.
I was never good at arm wrestling. I just wasn't. Grew up on a farm, sucked at arm wrestling.
Yeah.
This brings us this headline from England. Young farmer 20 breaks arm during arm wrestling.
Jesus.
Competition. And it was a woman, too. Broke her arm at an arm wrestling competition at a young farmer's event. The 20-year-old was taking part in the activity, one of a number at the festival in Cumbria. Her opponent was very upset and fainted when she realized that the other woman's arm was broken. Oh. Both were attending the Young Farmers Club's Northern District Field Day in Earthington on Saturday. The event involved 800 young farmers competing in challenges from sheep shearing to flower arranging to arm breaking. Andrew Dickinson, a partner in the Kentdale First Aid, and who was providing medical cover on site, said the woman was given pain relief until an ambulance arrived. He said she broke her arm while wrestling with another girl. It was a bad break, and she was in a lot of pain. The other girl realized she had broken her arm and fainted, and the team were straight onto her, and she was fine. The 20-year-old was taken to Cumberland Infirmary by ambulance. Other than that, the day was fantastic and ended with a dance in which 600 people attended and were on site until 1:30 a.m.
Is there anything such as a good break?
Oh, man, no.
Jason, you'd know.
If you've broken anything, it's, yeah, no.
I broke my nose. That's the only thing I've broken.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Broke my nose.
Holy shit.
Broke my nose in high school.
Still smell, though, right?
Yep. I still smell like a fart. Still smell like a fart. Yeah. Baseball hit a rock. Baseball hit my nose.
Ooh.
Quick change in direction.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh, yeah. It bled.
Going to scoop. Oh.
It's going to a backhand. Going to a backhand. And I for 3 days... you could actually see the indentation of the baseball seams on the edge of my nose.
Sounds awesome.
It was amazing.
That
let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, so on this show, we tend to have a little fun with Marilyn Haggerty from the Grand Forks Herald. She likes to write letters to her friends who go to Arizona for the summer or for the winter. She has a different unrequited pen pal this time. That's right, Marilyn has written a letter to the Queen.
To the Queen, you say?
Dear Queen Elizabeth, I suppose it is rather presumptuous of me to be writing a letter to you, but then I've done it before. Your birthday is in April. Mine is at the end of May. I figure now when we hit 92, we might as well say what we're thinking. Good for her, man. At 92, she's still writing this drivel? It's awesome.
Wow.
And I've been thinking of you. Your grandson's wedding was a humdinger. People around the United States are delighted that you have an American in your royal family now. But I bet you're tired. Oh my gosh! You had all those people around and you couldn't get out to tend to your horses? I don't know what you do for recreation. You always seem so serious. Do you ever play bridge? When I was growing up here in America, we had the Great Depression. Yet, the Nazis were bombing her, Marilyn! That was depressing. We learned how to put cardboard in our shoes when we had holes in the soles.
Meanwhile, the Blitzkrieg!
The wind blew and there was dust everywhere.
The wind blew and there was shrapnel everywhere.
We saw grasshoppers as big as clothespins. In those times, we went to Shirley Temple movies. Did you ever hear of her?
Oh, sorry. They blew up the cinema.
I collect information about you, and I see you still have a trusty old Frigidaire in your former home in Scotland. I had one called Old Round Shoulders. She had pink insides, and she went with a bunch of other stuff after the flood of 1997. You see, Queen Elizabeth, we had a big flood then. I live here in Grand Forks, just south of Winnipeg, Canada. I know you've been there. I've read that you were a princess during World War II. You probably didn't meet him, but my big brother Harley was over there in England. He was with the U.S. Air Force, and they made raids over Germany. After the war, I had a chance to visit London several times. I bought a raincoat at Harrods. It is such good quality that I still wear it. Well, I know I mustn't rattle on, but I wanted you to know, she's related to the Black Preacher, Kareem.
Yeah.
I don't have to rattle on.
Still rambling.
Still going on. Hold on. We need to get out of here with some music or something here. So, let me find something appropriate to, finish Marilyn's letter to the Queen. Well, I know I mustn't rattle on. I just wanted you to know that if you ever get back to Winnipeg, I could meet you halfway. At Pembina, North Dakota, we could have a tea and crumpets. Or maybe coffee and a package of cookies at the truck stop.
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
If you could ever come to Grand Forks, I would welcome you to my home, which is my castle. And I could show you my lift station over on Belmont Road. It carries away all the wastewater from this part of Grand Forks. Meanwhile, I want you to know I admire your durability. I have read you credit your longevity to your Christian faith, and that you believe moderation in all things. Sounds good to me. I send my respects from Cottonwood Street and Grand Forks, Maryland. That was printed in the paper. Again, she's 92, so
good for her.
I mean, anything she's doing at 92 is awesome. How great would it be if someone actually got that to the Queen and she said, "Let's meet at the truck stop."
That'd be awesome.
That would be amazing. Or even if she went to Grand Forks and went to see where the wastewater goes.
Yeah, I'm sure she cares about the lift station.
Maybe they could go to Homie Hoo Ha.
There's a good Mongolian place.
Right. Oh, God, I love small town news. and not living in a small town anymore. Anyway, you guys, anything else? Wrap this shit up.
Yeah, no, we can wrap it up.
Yeah, we went a little long last show. You can deal with it. We're done. We don't have anything else to say.
It's out. Satan, the black Christ, eats babies' guts.
I was reading some things on the internet. They're very troubling.
I'm sticking with my dick. I heard the drink has a new son.
See you next time.
Bye.